Warm 101.3, our fashionista Joan Lincoln is with us and in quarantine, and she says, long hair, don't care. I guess we're all, I'm going to come out looking like 1973, Joan.
I know. I saw your video of your performances, and I was like, wow, his hair's looking mighty long there.
It's getting long. I'm liking it. I'm keeping it.
Yeah, I like it, too. Kevin's doing the same thing, yeah. So, long hair, don't care. So here's how this whole story came together. I was one of the lucky ones that got into my hairstylist before we got the word of a lockdown. So I was able to get my color and put my little halo away, and I got a good haircut because it hadn't been cut in a while. But there are a couple trends that I was educated on, and there's like this wispy, vibrant color thing going on with face framing, which is kind of fun. I won't be participating in that. But then there's this other, it's all about layers. You know, I'm a curly girl, so I do layers. And, you know, I usually have these really well-blended layers. Well, now there's this disconnected kind of 1990s sloppy look. I don't know if that's because we're all in quarantine, but they're bringing that look back. But here's the cool story that happened when I was getting my hair done. And I tried a new hair salon, actually. I don't. That was kind of daring of me, but yeah. I went to Salon Bianca, which turned out fabulous. But next to my stylist's chair, this girl came in with this long, beautiful, red, ginger-colored hair. And her hairstylist kept brushing and brushing. And, of course, I had to listen to the story. And she was actually preparing to donate her hair to Locks of Love.
Oh.
Yeah, so I kind of nosied into the conversation, and I said hello, introduced myself, told them I did this whole little radio thing. So they gave me the approval to kind of photograph this whole session. So that's what's going on. But if you're quarantined and your hair is getting longer and longer and you want to do something good about it or with it afterwards, you know, there's all kinds of places that will accept the appropriate length of hair and, you know, Locks of Love and Wigs for Kids. And I just thought it was really cool. You know, the hairstylist Nick down there, he just did a great job of explaining the whole process to me, which I had never had happen before. So there's lots of great things that can come out of the quarantine, mm-hmm. and that is one of them, for sure.
Well, if anybody's interested in gray hair, I got plenty of it.
I will, too, by the time it's
over.
I know.
It's going to be half gray, half blonde.
I know.
Shelter in place.
It's going to be funny. All right, Joan Lincoln on Warm It Up 1.3.